Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hammer Time. Good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Special show for you today as we say good morning to Donna DeCarlis, the president of National Fuel Gas Distribution Corporation, the utility segment of National Fuel Gas Company. And Donna has served on the Climate Action Council, and interesting to note that she actually voted against the scoping plan. Let's say good morning to you, Donna DeCarlis.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us on this important topic, and I'm interested to get your perspective on everything. Let's start with the actual Climate Action Council Committee. I've interviewed a couple of the co-chairs, Basil Sagos and his compatriot. It seems to me that they really have adopted the philosophies of what the action plan's about without really having a good sense of how to implement it.
I think it was almost 3 years that we all worked together on this plan, and I think the bottom line is the plan was a grouping of recommendations. I mean, a lot of recommendations, more than a 400-page final plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're recommendations and tactics, and as you said, I think the execution is going to be
right.
Where the challenges are.
Right.
And what does it mean for consumers?
Now, you have said that you are for some of the recommendations, such as accelerating the energy efficiency, increasing research and development on decarbonization, and exploring ways to deliver renewable natural gas and hydrogen. But yet, we're not hearing about any of those ideas being developed. We're only hearing about electrification being the answer.
Yeah, and I think, as this plan was completed in December, and then it was, the statute was a 2019 law that had these very detailed requirements that we reduce from, economy-wide greenhouse gas emissions by 85% by 2050, and as well having goals relative to renewable power generation, so the grid, you know, getting the grid green, 70% reductions by 2030, or 70% renewable energy by 2030, and 100% zero emissions electricity by 2040. So, you know, there's a lot in there, and this was intended to be given to the legislature and the governor for them to take next steps. And I think, you know, some of the recommendations in the plan, actually, in my opinion, were in conflict with other parts of the plan. And that is why I voted no, and happy to talk more about that. But I think what the legislature has done and what the governor's budget proposal has done is taken these bans. You know, there were definitely specific bans as part of the recommendations, but it's not a requirement. You know, the scoping plan was recommending different pathways to get to these. You know, some people call them ambitious and some people call them aggressive emissions reduction goals. So I think they're
unrealistic based on the expectations of delivery. It seems that they set these goals and now they expect us to work backwards to achieve them when there's really no infrastructure in place to make that happen. The new home construction industry is going to feel it first. With 100% electrification within a couple years from now, that just seems so aggressive and unrealistic. Mm-hmm. And yet, when we talk about that, we talk about the unreliability of the grid being, I guess, front and center with how essential this mistake is compared to how reliable natural gas is. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really got people's attention after the winter storm that we all experienced in the December, Winter Storm Elliott, you know, and I had to, you know, go to Albany in January to talk about the plan and my perspective and my no vote. And I use this example that, you know, in December, we had a horrible storm. We had 150,000 power outages in our region, and our, you know, electric companies worked, you know, all day valiantly trying to get power restored as quickly as possible, but 150,000 outages. Our gas system, we had less than 15 outages. So it just kind of shows the difference. So yeah. we have an underground system that reliably provides energy. And really all that we're saying is, as you hear us talk about, our viewpoints is, you know, a Western New York company that's been here for more than 100 years, we worry about consumers and we want all these options available to consumers, right? Yeah. So I think that the gas system can be part of how we reduce emissions. That's what we think.
I guess if we take the state apart and we look at it regionally, this is a bigger issue for us weather-wise, I would think, than it would be more downstate, correct?
Absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had National Grid. We worked with National Grid, of course, our local electric company. We're the gas company, to really estimate what would it take to electrify everything in Western New York. Because, you know, we thought we could do that math, but they're the experts. And really what they said is today for Western New York, we use 4 gigawatts of installed, you know, power capacity to generate enough power for Western New York. If we electrified everything, we'd have to almost quadruple that to 15 gigawatts. And, you know, if you put that in perspective, the Robert Moses Power Project is around 2.5 gigawatts. So we're talking, you would need 4 more of those to electrify heat. And as you said, it's because we use more energy here for heat because right. It's colder. You know, we're 45 to 55% colder than downstate.
There's a misperception, too, that electricity is green. You know, that's a real big fallacy that, and again, it's not really being discussed or at least explained to the public that electricity is generated largely by natural gas. So what happens then when we take natural gas out of that equation? The alternatives to generating electricity are not yet developed. You know, the green process of wind and solar, integrating that into our grid is not yet refined enough to be able to rely on that.
Right. I mean, you're hitting on a great point. Again, looking at that December storm, we took a look at a kind of the middle day during that storm and how was the power being generated. And it was more than half being generated by natural gas, and I think some of that could be oil, 20% hydro, about 20% nuclear, and then wind and solar were around 8%.
Yeah.
And so really, as you go towards, you know, as you're saying, to try to have a green grid, the 50% that's natural gas and oil would need to be pulled out and replaced with something.
Right.
And And the New York ISO, which is the, you know, the group, the organization in New York responsible for reliability, has increasingly been worried about how do we do that.
Mm-hmm.
And really what they've said is that we would have to triple the installed generation capacity. So we're at around 37 to 38 gigawatts statewide now. We'd have to get to 111 to 124 by 2040. And out of that, there's as much as 45 gigawatts that has an unknown technology. So that's more than what's installed today.
Wow.
An unknown technology that would have to be zero emissions. And that is kind of, as you said, that would be the goal, to replace what is currently being generated by natural gas.
Talk a bit, if you could, Donna, about how did natural gas get to be considered a non-clean source of energy, when, you know, we were being told that natural gas powered vehicles were in our future. In fact, you know, there's a natural gas filling station on Walden Avenue next door to Triad Distributing. A lot of their trucks are run on natural gas. So we've been told that that's a clean form of energy. And now it's being billed as a dirty form of energy. Compare that to what we just heard from NFTA, that they took their electric buses out of their fleet because of the concerns about battery fire. So what these oxymorons that we live with are ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's just ideologies that have different viewpoints. And I think the fact is, and we know this, that, you know, that natural gas is cleaner than oil by a great degree. And right now, downstate is relying heavily on oil, you know, for heating,
mm-hmm.
For heating large buildings, still for generating power in many cases. And I think, you know, it's important for us to try to take the ideology out of it and really focus on the facts. And I think that's why we believe, and you'll hear us keep talking about this, you know, the natural gas system, and natural gas can be part of the solution. It doesn't really make sense to be requiring people to electrify their homes, let's say, when the power being generated at the state level is being generated by oil still in some cases, or by natural gas. It just doesn't make sense. You know, until that, you know, let's focus on the grid transition first and make sure that that's done before we would start mandating electrification.
For a while, we were hearing that natural gas could be blended with hydrogen as a another kind of embellishment of creating a more green source of energy. What's happening with that? How come we don't hear about that anymore?
Well, I mean, I think there are many studies being done on that. It is being done in other states and in Europe. And I think, again, this is a pathway that we think is important.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talked about it at the Climate Action Council, different viewpoints on how you use that. But we really do believe, I mean, it's been proven to be safe in certain pipelines. So this is, you're not going to be putting it in a cast iron pipeline, but you would put it in a current day plastic
right.
pipeline. And you can blend it up to 15% safely without having to change appliances at the end user.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's one of the, when you said at the beginning, you know, what I did appreciate and vote for is more RD&D,
mm-hmm.
Projects like this where we can, you know, doing that and blending. Another one is renewable natural gas, really coming out of, say, a landfill or dairy waste or farm waste. Blending that into an existing pipeline system can help reduce the emissions profile of the energy that we're delivering through our underground gas system. And so that's really a pathway
mm-hmm.
That's available now.
So you were on the Climate Action Council committee. You sat around the table with these people. What planet are these people from that they think that what they're proposing is realistic?
Yeah, and I think, you know, so we had on the council, it was 22 member council. 12 of the appointments are the head of various New York State agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 of us were appointed by various, either the governor's office or the legislative bodies. And I think we had scientists. We had, you know, we really didn't have many energy professionals. So, you know, I was the only utility representative on the council.
Mm.
We had others that have experience in, you know, a former National Grid executive was on the council, so that was excellent. But others are really from downstate. And so I really think it shows the difference between right. the perspective of what's happening downstate. I mean, in downstate, people in many cases are living in high-rise buildings. They don't really pay an energy bill. They don't really even know the energy perhaps that they're using. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas here we're mostly homeowners. Right. A lot of us have older homes. We're paying our energy bills and we know. And so I think, again, maybe a difference between the practical consumer perspective and maybe more of a ideological perspective that we need to do something to improve emissions.
Very good
and
point.
We all agree with that.
Yeah.
We all agree with that. We just think there's different ways to get there.
Donna DeCarlis, the president of National Fuel, is our guest this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. If you'd like to speak to Donna, we'd love to have you participate in the program by picking up the phone right now at 803-0930. You can also text us on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, same number, 803-0930, outside the 716. It's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. We'd love to have you be part of the show. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Well, before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Kenton, Delaware, and Sheridan. Say good morning to Santo Tomasine. Santo is the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there on the corner of Sheridan and Delaware. Good morning, Santo.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good. What's going on with interest rates?
We have some great rates right now for some CDs. We have a 9-month CD right now at 4.35% APY.
Wow.
And it only requires $500 new money to the bank to open, which is great for everybody.
That's a great rate and a great interest rate and a great program. The mortgage rates have dropped a tad. That's encouraging.
They have, and we're still welcoming anyone in the market for a home right now to stop into any one of our local branches, sit down with one of our industry-leading experts here in the branches to talk about mortgages and see what we can do for them to get them into their home.
Okay. And we're still looking to send people to the bank for home equity loans as well.
Yeah, feel free to send anyone to the branches. Stop in and talk to a banker, assistant manager, a manager. Anyone in our branches are experts at home lending, and we'll be happy to have those conversations with them.
Okay, Santo, appreciate that. Give us the phone number there at the Kenton branch.
716-898-2010.
One more time.
716-898-2010.
For 132 years... Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Ooh, come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Now you can shop anytime for wine and spirits online at Outlet Liquor. Fill your cart with your favorites and get the same everyday low prices. Go to OutletLiquor.com and stock up at the place to buy a case.
What's your outlet?
Show your team spirit with Buffalo branded spirits available at Outlet Liquor. Stock up on Buffalo Sabres branded New Amsterdam vodka while supplies last. Outlet Liquor, official partner of the Buffalo Sabres.
What's your outlet?
At Northwest Bank, we're here for what's next. The next chance to skip the trip. Thanks to Mobile Deposit, the easy way to deposit checks from your phone. The next way to split the bill. With Zelle, the app that lets you safely send money to just about anyone. Even the next contact-free shopping spree. Simply add your Northwest Visa credit card to your mobile wallet. It's all part of Northwest Checking, with three flexible options to fit your life. Northwest Bank, for what's next. Visit northwest.com, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Are you ready to tackle your spring projects but don't have the materials? Well, this week, we're celebrating the weather in a good way with above normal temps, right? Plenty of sunshine. What a day it was yesterday. At Lenco, they have everything you need to build your raised garden beds, repair your front steps, or build your backyard deck with treated lumber and boards. Plus, they have all the necessary tools, the hardware, and the materials to get the job done. And guess what? Right now, you can get $10 off when you shop online at LencoSupplies.net. That's LencoSupplies.net. Use the promo code HAMMERTIME at checkout. Stop in or let us deliver to your yard. Online at LencoSupplies.net. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer Time.
1026 is Hammer Time. Dominic Cortese with you. Donna DeCarlis is my guest on the live line, president of National Fuel. And we're taking your questions for Donna at 803-0930. A texter writes, Donna, I'm a retired employee from NFG. I remember during the Obama days, they did a study and it was posted on our employee information boards stating that the study showed how clean natural gas is. Am I missing something with this? And this is signed Debbie. So Debbie is remembering when we were told natural gas was a clean form of energy.
Debbie, you're right. Thank you for writing in, Debbie. You're absolutely right.
There you go.
Again, this is that whole misconception. So, you know, electricity, is it clean? Well, if it's being generated, it depends on how it's being generated.
Mm-hmm.
So natural gas is cleaner than oil. It's cleaner than propane. And that's why we think it still has a really strong place in a lower emissions future.
Before we go to the callers, one other question I want to ask you about the committee. Did you feel like an odd man out, A, being from Western New York, and B, advocating, you know, the positions of what natural gas are all about, in that, you know, we just said it's a clean form of energy, but yet it's being billed as something that needs to be eliminated? How did you feel being on that committee?
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, from the very beginning, we all had a chance to introduce ourselves. I introduced who I was, where I'm from, and my perspective, you know, and really my perspective has been my whole career at National Fuel, thinking about consumers. And so, yes, I had the kind of an unusual perspective, but I do believe that over time we all started to be able to have these conversations in a very respectful way, but clearly I was different. But mm-hmm. That's the other reason why we need different solutions.
Exactly.
And that's what I kept trying to talk about, different
right.
solutions in different regions.
Right.
I think.
Did you feel as though your voice was not heard?
You know, I feel like my voice was heard. You know, because I kept repeating myself. However, again, that's kind of why I wasn't able to vote yes for the plan. I do believe that the viewpoints that I raised were not elevated in the plan in a strong enough way. You know, to really affirm reliability and affordable transition for consumers. So I think, you know, yes, I think suggestions I made were considered, but at the end of the day, the plan still had recommendations for kind of a high degree of electrifying everything without regard to how do you actually do it and what would it cost people.
803-0930 to Lancaster. And Mike, good morning. You're on with Donna DeCarlis.
Retired
employee of National Grid and National Fuel Grid, and Niagara Mohawk. And what they don't realize is that if they could generate enough electricity to put through the lines to get to every place they want to, they would cost billions and billions and billions of dollars to upgrade all of the old facilities to carry as much as they would require. They're having a problem carrying what they do now, let alone structures in the Adirondacks that are 150 feet high, that if they go down, what's going to happen then? You know, we have no backup. There's no such thing as a storage battery for solar power. And they say, well, we're going to, the government will give you a subsidy for 7 panels. Well, you know what? Who's paying for the subsidy?
Yep, good point.
Pay it in our utility bill, or we pay it ourselves. You know, it's we're paying it either way. You know, so it's not feasible. Right? Even if they could generate it, we don't have the ways of being able to get it to the individual people.
There you go. All right, thanks for that comment. It is coming up to the news time, and we'll be back with more with Donna DeCarlis after the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. A Buffalo man has been charged with pulling the trigger inside Club Marcella 2 months ago, killing one and wounding two others. 20-year-old Sharif McBroom was arrested early Friday morning in South Buffalo. Prosecutors say McBroom was inside Club Marcella on February 12th when he opened fire after an altercation, killing 21-year-old Jorge Garcia Leon.
The past month, we have been trying to find, there's been a warrant out for the shooter. We found him today in South Buffalo.
McBroom is scheduled to return to court on Tuesday, April 18th, for a pretrial conference. He was held without bail. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz has announced during Thursday's State of the County address that $2.5 million of last year's surplus has been allocated to begin the process of acquiring a site in the city of Buffalo to potentially build a new modern holding center for the county. Erie County Sheriff John Garcia says in order to be in compliance with the State Commission of Corrections, a new state-of-the-art facility would have to be in the city of Buffalo.
I would say the city of Buffalo is the only location. We're close to city court, county court, federal court. So it's so much easier and less costly to transport the inmates back and forth from their court.
More details are available for you online. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
Sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. Hey, it's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, Twin City has offered you beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower, your bathtub, as well as custom mirrors. Call Twin City Glass at 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Or better than that, stop in to their wonderful showroom in Wilshire Park. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Countdown to Earth Day. Just 7 days to go. Buying from local vendors at farmers markets cuts down on fuel use, which cuts down on pollution. When we each share our one thing, it becomes a million things for our planet. What's your one thing?
Local Machinist. This is Aaron Bruning from Snyder Industries. With all the talk on social media telling you to quit your job, I say do it. Being a machinist isn't a hobby. Snyder Industries pays up to $80,000 a year without mandatory overtime. Benefits like free healthcare options, quarterly bonuses, our new fresh food market, and more. Apply now and receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Join the Snyder Industries family where you're a machinist, not a machine. Call 716-707-GEAR. That's 707-G-E-A-R.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Bowerly. Let's get to the root of the matter. If your trees need a simple trimming or if you want them completely removed, call AJ's Tree Service. Summer's too late. That's when you're going to want to enjoy beautiful and healthy trees. So don't wait. Call AJ's Tree Service for a free spring assessment. Let them give you a free and honest assessment. From tree emergencies, tree and shrub care, tree pruning, or tree emergencies, AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282, 908-1282.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. If you like, kick back and relax in a recliner. Now is the time to kick back, relax, and save when you shop Town & Country Furniture's selection of 2022 model recliner and lift chair inventory. We're making room for 2023 models. Will the floor sample clearance sale that makes buying a new recliner or lift chair for your home more affordable than ever? Stop in and shop our recliners for the ultimate in comfort and savings. But hurry, our 2022 models are going fast. Remember, Town & Country price matches Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free, and make sure to check out our website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Hi, it's Rob Ray for the Financial Guys Home and Auto Insurance. If you took a shot at an insurance provider because of their mascot, you probably aren't getting the best bang for your buck. Give the Financial Guys 14 minutes for an insurance rate check and get the best rates and coverage when they shop over 25 different companies for you. Don't take a hit to the wallet. Let the Financial Guys do the hitting with a 14-minute rate check. Call today at 855-TFG-AUTO. That's 855-834-2886.
Big news flash for you. They have upgraded the Gorilla Floor. That's right. Every Gorilla Floor now includes a vapor barrier upon installation. We are the only company that installs a vapor barrier on every floor at no additional cost. Why do we do this? Well, it's simple. There's many creeks, rivers, and lakes in Western New York, and the water table is high, and that makes us vulnerable to moisture. So the number one reason a resinous floor fails, guess what? It's due to vapor pressure coming up through the slab. And, of course, Gorilla protects you, their customers, including in this warranty is the vapor barrier. And it's a 15-year warranty. No other company is offering that. It is our goal at Gorilla to offer you, the customer, the best product. And the Gorilla Floor does that. We don't rush it and promise a 24-hour install, the best products, the latest technology, skilled installers, all at Gorilla Garage Gear. Give them a call today, 716-715-6927, online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:37 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and my guest on the live line is Donna DeCarlis, the president of National Fuel. And we're speaking about the Climate Council Committee that Donna served on. Donna, the paper this morning had another voice column written by Brian Higgins, and it talked about the Inflation Reduction Act. And a lot of people are wondering how are we going to pay for all of these improvements. And this Inflation Reduction Act, I guess, is a federal proposition to help on the cost of all of these necessary improvements that we're going to have to make. Again, the question comes down to where is this money going to come from? And it always seems like it comes out in the form of a bailout in order to make an idea like this work.
Yeah, and I think, that's also specific to New York. Certain policies are being considered right now to help pay for it. I mean, that's really been the question. Who's going to pay for this and how will it be paid for? And, you know, one thing being considered in New York is actually cap and invest, they're calling it. So mm-hmm. really sort of a fee on carbon emissions. And so using that to then fund, energy transition is something being talked about. But the question is, who will pay and how much would they pay?
So that's another interesting angle here. And I did some research about, alternatives to switching to electricity might be to improve the efficiency of what we already have, better insulation. And in one case, I read an article about a apartment building in New York City that's capturing carbon dioxide and turning it into an ingredient for concrete block. I mean, how creative is that?
Right. I mean, these are the kinds of, advancements we should be focusing on and considering and really the kind of technology that could be improving in the coming years needs to be something that we use. So those are things we talked about, carbon capture at the council and a group of folks were very much against it. But again, here's where we need all these options. If we're really going to get to the emissions reductions that this you know, climate law requires, we need all those kinds of creative solutions.
Now, tell me why someone would be opposed to capturing carbon dioxide.
Yeah, I think because it's in some viewpoints, we should just electrify and then we don't have to capture it. So I think it's as simple as that, which is a vast simplification of something, right?
803-0930, Donna DeCarlis, our guest on the live line. We're going next to Buffalo and saying good morning to Diane. Good morning, Diane. You're on WBN.
Good morning. Well, I understand that the United States is bankrupt. We've been borrowing money from China, you know, to pay for things, and New York State's not doing very good financially either. And so I don't know who's going to pay for all this, but the federal government wants us to get rid of cars and, you know, all the fossil fuels. And I just wonder if there's some kind of ulterior motive. Maybe, you know, they're getting kickbacks from China. So China will be making a lot of these things, but I don't know how we're going to be able to afford them.
Well, I really think, Donna, and tell me if you don't agree with this, that the downstate mentality is just so extremely different than anything that we would conceive of to be a normal way of approaching something up here.
Yeah, completely agree. Mm-hmm. Completely agree.
803-0930. Let's move along to Clarence now. Tony, good morning. You're next on with Donna DeCarlis.
At the age of 77, I found that in life, change is inevitable. I used to shovel coal when I was a kid. We went to oil, then I went to natural gas. All these are changes. We used to have horse and buggy. We made changes. We afford built cars. You know, one thing I can only understand is, why are we having so many fearmongers talk about all these things when there is no bill passed to implement any of this stuff? I mean, it's nice to talk about it, but the fearmongers get on the air and they make other people scared who don't understand any of this stuff and are uninformed. First of all, this lady that represented us, I think she should put out information like she's doing today so she could inform the other people my age who are scared. Mm-hmm. Because there's going to have to be change. Change is inevitable. That last lady with China, I don't know where she's getting this stuff from, but the main purpose is to preserve our air and water so we can make it through my 80th birthday.
That's not the argument at all. I think we all agree that that's a front and center thought that we all share and have compassion for. It's the implementation of the idea that has not been thought through, and that's really what the essence of the argument's about.
Yeah, but the point is there is no bill that has been passed by the Senate or the Congress.
Well, there is legislation. Tony, there's legislation that's in the works. Donna, can you talk at all about that?
Yeah, and I think that is why we've become vocal. It really started in January with the governor's proposal, which is a budget proposal that has, you know, legislation included within it that would eliminate the ability to use natural gas starting in 2030 if your furnace breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that really was the genesis of
right.
this. Now, it hasn't passed yet,
right.
but it's being discussed right now in Albany as part of the budget negotiations.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
That shock and awe really is what prompted
right.
everyone to really kind of take arms here and say, wait a minute, I didn't even hear about this, and now I've got to replace my furnace with an electric system. It's quite shocking. 803-0930, as we move along now to Buffalo, and say good morning to Peter. You're next.
Hi, good morning. I just want to talk about natural gas and being a clean form of energy. I'm a chemistry teacher, so I spent a good part of my life in chemistry labs with Bunsen burners. And one of the experiments we would do very early in the year is we put a beaker underneath a flame and turned on the Bunsen burner and noticed that soot deposited on the beaker. And so we would talk to the kids, you know, try to explain where that soot was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the conclusion they made was it was coming from the burning of the gas.
Okay.
I Well, I have a second instance that might be interesting. I was reading about the burning of natural gas in cooktop stoves and the issues with people with asthma. My wife has asthma, and whenever we were cooking, I noticed she would get distressed. You know what I mean? Start coughing, and so I would say, no, go in the other room. I put on the exhaust fan, and so finally I said, wait, I got an idea. Why don't we switch to an electric induction cooktop? And we did, and there's no more problems.
Donna, there's a lot of talk about the venting process when cooking on a cooktop with natural gas, and that there it's been ruled to not be a hazard. And this caller is talking about, you know, the effects of his wife with asthma. What's your comment about that?
Yeah, I guess what I would say, and you know, again, this is something that came up at the council. There's been many studies. The study that was released and discussed most recently was really it was not a scientific study, and so there's that. But you know, the caller's viewpoint is very important. And from what I could read, and from what we've learned from others, you know, ventilation is the most important thing, regardless of how you're cooking.
Exactly.
And so, you know, there are going to be air emissions with any form of cooking. It can come from the cooktop, whether it's electric or natural gas, and from the pans you use. And so, really, the best solution is making sure there's proper ventilation for any form of cooking, indoor cooking.
It's 10:45. It's Hammer Time here on WBEN. And Dominic, back with you and my guest on the live line, Donna DeCarlis, talking about natural gas. And, you know, we use natural gas to heat our homes. And that furnace that runs our heating plant, of course, has ductwork attached to it. And the importance of breathing clean indoor air is the essential aspect of that. Peter Gordon's on the live line. It's allergy season now, Peter, and we are spring cleaning. And when we move our refrigerator, we see a lot of stuff underneath that appliance that collects there just by happenstance. And that same stuff is collecting in our ductwork. And when the air that we heat travels over all that debris, it can't be clean air, correct?
That is correct. And don't forget that, when you look at the pile of stuff, you know, what people don't realize is there's this fine gray matter, and that is the accumulation of the 50 million dead skin cells that each and every one of them shed every day. And that you add to all the, you know, maybe pet dander and, pollens and dirt from the outside, because we open our windows on nice days like today and bring it in. So it's a potpourri, and of course, we find a dead mouse, bird, squirrel in one in every 10 homes that we've cleaned out of 54,000 homes in the last 30 years.
Duct cleaning, medical-grade air purifiers, and high-capacity dehumidifiers is what you buy at Into Our Professionals. What's the extra special Hammer Time discount for this week, Peter?
All right. Well, starting at the since it is spring still, and we're bound to get some rain at some point, and we have the high capacity dehumidifier. Has yours kicked on at all?
Oh, most certainly, running very well and working very well.
All right. So that once again is like five times the power of a standard dehumidifier and uses a third less energy. That unit is $250 off.
Wow.
Okay, and then the medical grade air purifier, the Healthway Deluxe that you guys have at the Cortez Ranch, it covers 1,200 square feet, is $300 off. And then there's the whole house unit that's $500 off. However, as far as duct cleaning goes, it's an awesome day to call here because I'm celebrating like kind of the summer weather that we're having and about to have. And I'm going to say you can save a minimum of $150 off and up to $200, depending on the size of your home. And once again, I'm reaching out to any new customer this time. And, of course, we've got probably 50,000 of our 54,000 customers that may be in need as well.
683-3000. That's the number to call to get the Hammer Time Radio discounts for today. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
priority. Yet Albany hasn't invested in nursing homes, caregivers, or programs for 14 years, even cutting funding during the pandemic. Now homes don't have enough nurses or staff. Beds sit empty while countless seniors need nursing home care. Time is running out and our seniors can't afford to wait. Tell Governor Hochul to keep Albany's promise. Make seniors a priority. Raise Medicaid rates by 20%. Paid for by the Long-Term Care Advocacy Project.
Hi, it's Linda, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. I recently met and interviewed Julianne, owner of Turning Tides Financial. Julianne specializes in financial solutions for women going through divorce. If you're going through a life-changing period, such as retirement, divorce, or loss of spouse, Julianne can help. An emotional crisis does not need to be a financial crisis. Call Julianne today at 716-800-4290. That's 800-4290. Turning Tides Financial, solutions for women going through divorce. Linda Pellegrino here, introducing Dr. Stephen Novelli. If you're suffering with neuropathy and have pins and needles or burning sensation in your feet, and you've been prescribed a cocktail of medication and there is no relief in sight, Dr. Novelli is here to let you know there is hope. We'd like to invite you as a guest every Tuesday night for a free neuropathy relief treatment and find out how life-changing these treatments can be. 716-45-SPINE to claim your free neuropathy treatment now.
This is an important message for anyone who's on Medicaid and needs home care. Did you know that a family member, close friend, or even a neighbor can get paid to be your caregiver in the comfort of your own home? That's right. If you're on Medicaid, your child, grandchild, friend, or someone else you know and trust can be paid per hour to be your caregiver through a Medicaid-funded program. Just call 800-713-5921, and Horizon Home Care Services will help you hire the loved one you choose to be your caregiver. Horizon is based right here in upstate New York. As your neighbor, nobody cares more than Horizon about getting your caregiver paid the best rates on time. If you're on Medicaid, this service is absolutely free for you. Just call 800-713-5921 right now. Get the home care you need from a loved one or known friend, and they can get paid to help you at home. Just call 800-713-5921. This service is absolutely free to you, and your relative or friend gets paid to be a caregiver. Just call 800-713-5921. 800-713-5921. 800-713-5921.
Got gold jewelry, broken jewelry, coins? Received an inheritance from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth? Take it to TAG. For over 40 years, TAG Jewelers have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. Trust TAG for their honest evaluations on diamonds, gold, pocket watches, wristwatches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flatware, coins, and collectibles. TAG offers you cash on the spot for your valuables. Trust TAG Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at TAG, you're it.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Hey, Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling Ava at 716-343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow.
Watch Hammer Time TV Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. And be sure to watch this week's episode, folks, as we have a little bit of a history of the Cortese family and the immigration of my father and my uncle from Italy. It's a fascinating story, and I encourage you to watch this week's episode to see that. And my guest is on the live line for the hour has been Donna DeCarlis from National Fuel, and certainly we have a lot of people on hold, everybody wanting to speak about this. I guess, Donna, before we go back to the callers and before time runs out on us, what is the average Western New Yorker to do about all of this information? What do you recommend that we should do to hear our have our voices heard?
Well, you know, I guess what I would say, and we just think people need to be aware. And as you said, people generally weren't even aware that this was being considered by lawmakers. So we have a site called Better Plan No Bans, betterplannobans.com. Mm-hmm. You can sign up and get information. And if you want to send a comment to an elected official, it's a super easy way to do it. So you can go on there and do it. You can reach the governor. And you can say what you think about the proposals being considered.
Now, I've been encouraging our listening audience to Google their local state, their state mm-hmm. assembly and senators, and write directly to them. I think that's an effective way to reach out to them as well. And I think they all need to know how we feel about that.
Completely agree.
Let's go to Amherst and say hi to Greg. Good morning, Greg. You're next.
Yes, great show. I have a specific question. The outside air is 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and we're operating on an air, a heat pump operating on 20 degree Fahrenheit air versus a natural gas furnace operating at 92% efficient. Would you care to comment on is the heat pump even capable of providing heat at that outside temperature?
So the issue, I think what you're addressing is the fact that something like a mini split, while they're effective and they are electric, there's a temperature sensitivity where they will not work as efficiently at. And, of course, that's not an issue with burning natural gas. Anything to add to that, Donna?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And, again, the divide between downstate and upstate, where we're so much colder, folks just seem to think we can use air source heat pumps, but in this region you would need a backup source of energy or a cold climate air source heat pump, which is substantially more expensive. And that's why one of the things we're advocating for over time is a hybrid heat model.
That's
you
right.
could use an air source heat pump along with a high efficiency gas furnace.
There you go.
And you use the heat pump when it's maybe 30 degrees and higher where they're most efficient. You use the furnace when it's colder where they're going to be most efficient. And then it's overall cheaper in operating costs. And it's also avoiding that grid build-out that we're all worried about.
This, what you just said, is such common sense, but yet it's not even on the radar of being a possibility. Anyway, let's go to Grand Island and say hello to Joe.
Hi, how are you? I'm sorry, I was in the middle of trying to get my spiel off the bottom of my garage door, which I should be calling you about.
Okay.
But, thank you for spending your time on a Saturday. I forgot her name from National Fuel.
Donna DeCarlis.
Donna, thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time out on a Saturday. But anyway, as the other gentleman talked, this wasn't what I was calling in on, and brought up the environment. Yes, we're all concerned about the environment, and everybody should be. But when you see other countries putting up two coal plants a week, and you could Google this if you wanted to. China is putting up two coal plants a week. It's very easy to find that information. If they're not going to do anything for the climate, it's tough to just use that on us to pull us down right now and try to make us 40 years ahead of where we should be. Hybrid technology is great in cars, and it's proven, and it's coming along and all of that. But the automobile end of this, I've been in the automobile business over 30 years. I've taken a job with a very large insurance company doing automotive claims all over the country. Mm-hmm. So it's been a year, and when I tell you the costs, not only to repair these cars, are 3 to 4 times higher than any other car.
Right.
One part alone can easily set you back $10,000 or more if it goes on an electric car. And we're not even talking batteries.
Right. You're just reminding me, Joe, we're going to be doing a show on the hazards of fire or the intensity of a fire from a lithium ion battery in the weeks ahead. So be sure to stay tuned for that.
I will. And to that point, I had two customers with Porsches when I was on the front end of this business. I was working very, very high-end luxury car dealership. Two Porsches were on that boat that it sunk about 2 years ago, if you remember. There was Bentleys, Porsches, mm-hmm. all high-end cars. One caught on fire, and they abandoned ship and had to let that thing burn. And people are putting chargers in their garages.
Yep.
And not even thinking about what these and there's cars being burned every day at charging stations, and they're not reporting on it at all. And secondly, I'll leave you with this. A big shipping company announced 2 weeks ago they're not going to ship any electric cars. They're not taking the risk.
Yeah.
So all these things are not brought up. And, sir, we want to save the environment. And by the way, I have in my possession a 1951 Home Mechanics at the time.
Okay, magazine.
Magazine. And I kept it because of an article on Porsche, because I'm in the automobile business. The article before that is on global warming. 1951.
There you go.
And they were showing pictures of New York underwater.
There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.